definitely love family dinners. When family get together, you know that they're family, you know what I mean? But if you're eating at a table on your own, what was it?
The younger people, the older generation.
The older generation, no, don't there. Have any family dinners.
Yeah, but we would
dinners.
Sit and have family dinners.
You would?
Of a Sunday.
Sunday we have a family dinner.
And would you do it during the week? Would you make the children come in and sit down and switch off their mobiles?
Well,
and,
they're older adults now. They would sit down, they wouldn't turn off their mobiles.
They'd keep them on?
Yeah.
Would you not say, come on,
I'd say, turn off your mobiles. They would rather have dinner than mobiles.
How important could it be if they're not an emergency doctor? I mean, do they really need it at the table?
Yeah, well, they seem to be... It's what they do. I mean, if I said dinner or mobiles, they're old.
They would
say, go on and finish my dinner.
Really?
And go
they would
off
choose
the mobile. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they can come down at any time they want and eat whatever they want.
But you could change that. You could say, look, dinner's at this time.
How long do you do that for, though? Yeah, you might do that to smaller children.
Well, you won't do to adults.
Really?
Then you have a pain in your head at the end of the dinner, so you just give them their mobiles.
You could throw them out.
That's a good idea. I might do that.
Kids these days and family members, all they're on the phones and all. So I don't really get to talk.
Would you sit down and still have a dinner?
I sit at the table and have my dinner every day.
And would the children be there with you?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
So
but
on
me, I love sitting at a table and not even fork and just having my dinner. It's more of a conversation stuff. The faces that are not stuck in the Facebook or all this nonsense.
How important is a family dinner?
Oh, it's very important, you know, especially if you have a big family and that, you know.
And do you still sit down?
Not at the moment.
How come?
Because I haven't got the dining room table.
What happened to the dining room table?
Well, I got rid of it.
So is it just the TV dinners now?
Probably. And then I have a big coffee table.
So you'd sit there?
Yeah.
On the couch with a tray?
Yeah.
We sit down at the table for our family dinner. Well, some of them are away, but those of us that are there, we all sit down at the table.
In Michelle Obama's new memoir, she says she forced Barack Obama to have dinner with the daughters, with the girls. She would even make her husband dinner. Would you still sit down and have a meal at the end of the day or on a Sunday with the family?
Yeah, I think it's important just to set time aside just to sit down and have a family meal rather than people looking at their phones and people looking at TVs and having dinner on their lap. I think it's nice to just sit down and just have a bit of family time and just talk about basic things over dinner. Yeah, I think there's a place for that, definitely.
For example, the guy beside you is on his phone.
Proves my point.
People are on their phones and they're sometimes filming you even. Everyone's just
That's
non-stop.
It. Taking pictures of the food and sending it to other people instead of sitting down and enjoying the food and enjoying the company. I think we've lost something definitely there, you know. Everybody's doing their own thing. Whereas it's just nice to set some time aside just to say, this is our time, this is our family time. And just sit there and discuss and have fun together. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, yeah.
There's only two of us in the house.
Sit at the table.
And what would you have?
The radio.
Listen to the radio, very old-fashioned, very traditional.
Yes. And if anyone phones us, we say, sorry, we're having our dinner.
So you would pick up the phone and say, sorry, we're having our dinner.
Dinner.
You're one of those.
Hang up.
You would just let it ring out.
No. Just no. Ring me back, you know, or I'll ring you back. What a deal, you know.
And has Michelle Obama got a point? Obviously, she was First Lady and Barack Obama was running the free world, but she forced him to leave the Oval Office and come and have dinner. Should we all do that? Should we all force each other to sit down and have dinner?
See, I can remember when my children were young. Like, my eldest is 53, right? When they were young, we all sat around the table, you know. But then as they got older, they all moved in to look at the children's the programs
really,
on the television. And
grating.
They were drifting in and ruining our coffee table. Put the hot plates on it.
They were putting hot plates on the coffee table.
I thought we had to get a fridge polished. But they're not children anymore. They're probably older than you. You know, our youngest is 43.
Yeah, I'm 40.
So, you're 40. So there you are, he's 3 years older than you. And he's out in Macau in China.
What's he doing in China?
Designs lighting for shows and that sort of stuff.
And do you think he has a family dinner out there?
He can't because his partner isn't with him because she's in New Zealand and he's in Macau.
In Michelle Obama's new memoir, Becoming, she says they try to sit down every night in the White House for dinner. Do you sit down every night for dinner?
Oh, yeah.
With the family?
Boys are in and out, getting fed. They come in and they graze and they go.
And can we stop them just grazing and going? Can we say, no, you're staying there, you're making conversation. You're not going next door to look at a screen.
No, you can't. Right. Yeah, I'm coming now. Not really, because they've got to live their lives, haven't they? Whatever happens, Sunday lunch was on.
And that lady there who said, "You're coming now." Yeah,
that's
who,
the boss.
That's the boss. So would she sit down and
oh, every Sunday.
Dinner?
Yeah, yeah.
I sit on my own and have my dinner.
But you do still have your dinner at the table?
Ah, yes.
I have my dinner at the table as well, but I don't have any children. I don't sit down with my husband because I work different hours to him.
So you
but
sit down on your
Saturday
own
Saturday and Sunday, we'd have dinner, yeah. Everyone sat around the table when we were growing up.
They did?
A lot. Yeah. All sat together, all the family.
Yeah. I would sit down with my family as much as I can, but unfortunately during the week they have activities, so they're kind of in and out different times. My husband could be at meetings, so he'd be in quite late sometimes anyway. So
how many different dinners would go on per night? Would they all be separate?
Not like one dinner.
Just the one dinner?
Yeah, well, sometimes I might have to make it a separate one because some of them mightn't like something. But I try to make something that they'll all eat, and they'd all just come in and help themselves. I used to panic more when they were small, but now I'm kind of going, whatever, it's there.
Would you use a microwave or would it be on the stove?
Oh, no, I cook.
You cook?
I cook.
But would the children have to eat the food cold, or would it
warm
it
up? No, no, no. Sometimes I heat up in the pot, or sometimes I would use the microwave, but or else I'd just stir it up in the pot again.
So, do you miss the family dinner? Surely they could all be back by a certain time and all sit down and have a chat and say, this is what happened today.
Well, you see, you'd be talking 8 o'clock.
So quite late.
8:30. But we, you know, we talk. We like, we've a bit of good fun in my house. Like, it's proper and fighting and the usual.
And would you sit down and, you know, have dinner in front of a soap opera?
Yes.
What's your favourite soap opera?
Oh God, I have 4 of them.
So, which is your favourite out of the 4?
Well, my husband now turns the telly off. If he's around, he will turn off. He will turn off the telly.
So you would watch Fair City
and Emmerdale and Coronation Street
and EastEnders.
And EastEnders.
Really? That's a lot of soaps. That's nearly 2 hours
yeah.
of soaps.
Well, yeah, but I tape them, so I kind of watch them during the week when I have a bit of time. Separate the kitchen, separated, but the kitchen's very small, you see.
And how big is your TV?
It's kind of in between sides. It's not
like 50 inches or
no,
something?
No, no, no. I think it's a 30.
So it's, you know, it's not too big. It doesn't take over. It's
no,
not
no,
press.
No, 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 no.
In front of the TV.
So you'd have dinner in front of the telly?
Yeah.
And would you have it on your lap?
Yeah.
Would you worry it might fall on your trousers or get
no,
onto
I
the
have
furniture?
I have a tray. I have a tray.
So a special TV tray?
Yeah.
So would you be the classic TV dinner lady?
I'm a nibbler.
So you kind of graze?
Yeah.
And why not sit at the table, the kitchen table or the dining room table?
It's cold.
And it's nice and warm in the living room.
Yeah.
And what are you having for dinner tonight?
I haven't a clue.
I'm a bit like that. I haven't a clue either.
I haven't a clue. Go in and see what's in here.
So you're going to go into the supermarket now?
See what's there.
I think they should all sit down together.
And why aren't they sitting down together?
Too much a distraction.
Would you be like Michelle Obama? Would you force Barack Obama to sit down with you and the kids every night for dinner?
No, but it always just happened. We always sat down and had dinner.
You just did it?
We did it and we have a chat afterwards. You don't know, the kids go up their room with their dinners.
They go up to their room?
Yeah.
And what are they doing up there?
On the computer things, you know. Where I think sitting down at a table and having your dinner, having a talk, there's no phones, no nothing. I still sit around the table and anybody that's in my house that comes around for dinner, because they're all gone, we all sit there and it could be an hour, maybe 2 hours at a dinner table.
Really? And what would you talk about? Everything?
Everything and anything.
Or if the stories of the day?
Yeah, or if somebody has a problem, they say, well, I want to talk and it's my turn.
So you're saying bring back the chat, bring back the family dinner?
Yes, yeah.
Every night?
Yes, and the conversation.
Not just a Sunday?
Oh, no, no, every day. We didn't have phones when mine was young, but when they come in for dinner now with their kids, they know, no phones.
They know.
They know, you know, it's dinner time and chat time.
I'm 84 years of age, so I'm all on my own. But where will we meet up with the family at Christmas?
And would you still sit at a table?
Oh, yes. But no, when I'm on my own, no. I just have the tray on my knee in front of the fire.
So you do go in for the tray on the knee trick?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you feel guilty about it? Or do you think, what the heck?
I enjoy it. Nice and comfortable beside the fire.
And what are you having for dinner tonight?
Sausage and egg, I think. I know I have sausages anyway, and possibly just a couple of eggs.
Sausage and egg and with a little bit of potato, maybe?
A potato, yes.
Oh, lovely.
We wouldn't have dinner without potato.
Have to have potato.
Yes.
And where are you originally from?
Leitrim.
So being a Leitrim girl, you have to have potato?
Of course. I grew up with them. I helped to plant them and save them and all the rest of it. And pick them up. And yes. That's life. It changes over the years. I'm glad to get this far.
I think you should have the conversation and you could be sitting there now and see how your day goes, sitting all as a family, yeah.
Do you still sit down for family
dinner? Oh, yeah, still sit down every evening, oh, definitely, oh, yeah.
And what are you having for dinner tonight?
Stew.
Stew?
Stew.
Yeah. Beef stew?
Oh, that's a beef stew, you hit the nail on the head. Beef stew.
At the table?
At the table, yep.
Not in front of
us. No, we're not eating her off the table. If you're in a bowl, we eat her out of the bowl.